Yeah, so I'm in here with my man. This is Antoine Royale, aka Mr. I Think Different. I'm in here with my man, K-Nell Soul, man. This is my day one.
What's up?
I'm talking about like day one. I'm talking about middle school. I remember when they kicked me out of my class and they took me upstairs to Miss Burns' class.
Miss Burns.
And that's when I met you.
Yeah.
And we was just in here talking about life, man, and how sometimes when we look at family, like, sometimes, a lot of times, it's relatives. The family you're born into isn't always the family you stay with.
True.
And I always go back to the Bible and, like, you know, biblical or, like, spiritual. And even though I'm not religious, I'm spiritual. And I go back to the Bible when they say, like, when you meet your wife, you know, your wife, you know, y'all move away, y'all create your own family.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So as grown people, even when we grow up, we got to create our own, because we got to know that, like, brothers, sisters, we all have our own lives that we got to live.
Yeah.
So, like you said, we got to love each other from a distance, because, like, your family is like your friends.
Yeah.
They introduce you to life. Those are your first friends, your first anything. So, if your family fucked up,
yeah,
your first lessons.
Yeah.
So, if your family fucked up, then, you know, you're going to look at the world as fucked up.
True.
If your family naive, you're going to look at the world as naive. But if your family's structured, then you can go on in life as structured. So, I think you were saying something before I cut this joint on. You were saying something in a sense of, I forget, like, it was exact verbatim, but in a sense of, like, how you say you pat yourself on the shoulder that you stayed out the way.
It is being from where we're from, North Philadelphia. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's a higher percentage of things happening to you out here.
Yeah.
If you put yourself in the way.
Right.
What I mean by that is in the way of danger, in the way of dumb shit. Just situations you think that there's a possibility that something might happen. You know what I mean? You have an option right there to put yourself in the way.
Right.
Or keep yourself out the way.
Right.
And staying out the way has saved my life.
To where when we was young, I mean, I got into much, like, little, I ain't never get, you know, knock on wood, and I love, because I ain't in trouble now. But back then, you know, doing the under the circumstances, I did my little stuff, my little 1-2 thing, but never got caught for none of the dirt I did.
Yeah.
And instead of me looking at it like, oh, I can never get caught, I looked at it like, damn, it's more out here for me. So I got to switch it up. So it helped me to stay out the way and take that hustle and put it into music and everything else.
Yeah.
So knowing us, they stayed out the way. They probably looked at it as like, yo, like, them niggas soft, but now they respect it. Because now they trying to figure things out that we already figured out.
Yep.
In a sense.
Behind the eight ball already.
Right. So we like ahead of the game. So they look at us for like kind of structure and be like, damn, I wish I would have listened back then, man. And they see the value in us.
I'm about to play again.
So I just wanted to come on here, talk to my man, and you know, just build a little bit, because we had a good conversation, man. We had good, like, I always build with people that are intellectual, and this is, like, my day one. Like, this one of the only guys is...
I appreciate that.
Is like, I consider you my brother.
Yeah.
You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, touche. So,
because I don't... Damn, like, out of everybody, like, all the homies I grew up with, either dead or in jail, and then the ones that's good, they, like, I still ain't in contact with them like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you was like middle school day one, so I just wanted to kick it with you, show people that, like, you know what I mean, still good people out here. We still gonna get it together. We still, you know what I mean, we still getting it together.
Yeah.
But we have like a lot of wisdom in life, and just knowing that we gotta stand strong. You know what I mean? No matter what. So it's Antoine Royale, Mr. I Think Different with Mr. K-Nell Soul. Look out for Within the Lyrics too, man.
Okay.
Good podcast, my man K-Nell Soul got. And we out this then.
Peace.